Talk Live. On the end of the third hour of the program, you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Here tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. And you can get interactive. You can submit different things to the website. And then other folks can vote on whether or not they like what you suggested. You get to vote on things as well. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. We're going to jump right back into your phone calls. Also coming up, we'll continue down this top five list of the things the people on their deathbed regret the most. We'll first go back to your calls, though. Michael, listening in South Carolina, you wanted to talk about the left-right paradigm, among other things. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you what you think about those terms, because I know a lot of libertarians are critical of them, and you know, I wanted to ask you that and then give you my take on it.
Go for it.
Well, I guess he's asking us what our take on it is first.
The take right. On what exactly?
You
the,
can what you clarify? Mean by the ref?
These terms, left and right, and how useful they are.
I think they're mostly useless. I think they may describe some slight variations in statist thinking. You can make general statements that are not true across the board. You can make statements like, well, the right believes that the government should control your personal life, but may lean more towards economic freedom. But of course, that's not true when it comes to funding the wars out there and the so-called defense side of the government. So you know, obviously, there's holes that can easily be punched in these general statements. The left may be more in favor of personal freedom and less in favor of economic freedom, but that's not true when you look at how Hillary Clinton and Tipper Gore want to create bans on video game violence or violent musical lyrics and things like that. So in reality, there's not much of a difference between the left and the right. They're two sides of the same big government coin, in my opinion.
Mark, what do you think? I was just curious.
You know, I think that it depends on who you're talking to. That at times you can use this terminology left and right with some facility. To some extent it talks about concerns that people have in different areas and things like that. But mostly, I think that these are terms used to separate us.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Well, my view is that on a cultural level, I think left and right are useful. Some people like myself are very traditional, while others are anti-traditional and modernist. But I think on a cultural level, it describes this tendency. But when it comes to the state, I don't think it's very useful because there's statists on the left, right, and in the center. So, you know, when it comes to the question of the state, I may have more in common with those on the left or in the center than those who share my own cultural values but believe in statist intervention.
Well, I think the problem with it, any way you slice it, is what does it really mean to be left and what does it really mean to be right? There are no real defined answers to that, whereas we can define people on whether or not they support freedom. You know, how many issues, on which issues do you support freedom? Do you understand the principles of liberty? The people on the left and the right are not principled, and so therefore they're not following any kind of guidelines. They're just kind of blowing with the wind and doing what's popular.
And they both, and as you said, they both support the state. So if you support using the state to do whatever X is, whether it is to feed the poor or to open up a school or do whatever it is that you do, then you've legitimized people using the state to do whatever it is they want to do, whether that's to start a war or to prevent people from gambling or whatever they want to do.
Right, right. But wouldn't you admit, though, that, and I agree with all that. I agree with both of you. But wouldn't you say that there is a difference in tendencies amongst people who, you know, some people, again, like myself, are very traditional, and you know, we look to the past a lot. We look to the cultural norms in a different way than some people who I would identify as leftist who don't value traditional aspects as much as...
I mean, a statement like that is just so... It seems so inapplicable. I mean, are you suggesting that people on the left don't have traditions? That they don't celebrate holidays and other traditions? Like, they don't get married? I mean, these are not true statements.
Well, sure, they do have some of these things, but there's a more of a hostility in particular, I think, to Western civilization. You know, Dr. Paul Godfrey, Dr. Hans Hoppe, Keith Preston, other people like this who are very libertarian. You know, they've talked about this tendency on the left of being very hostile to Western civilization, to traditional values and so on. And, you know, I may have a lot in common.
What is a traditional value?
Well, I think the traditional way of looking at the world is that you draw inspiration from the past. You don't look at the past as just, you know, one long series of atrocities the way the left does.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, just a label, like to say that people who are on the left aren't inspired by the past. I mean, frequently you'll hear people on the left citing people from the past that they respect, whether it be Karl Marx or Franklin Delano Roosevelt or whomever.
Yeah,
I mean, it just seems absurd.
But Marx is very anti-traditional. He looked at it as you know, a history of oppression. You know?
Well, I think you're defining tradition in the way that suits you, and that's, you know, it's fine. You can define it however you want. But I think to just say that, you know, the left has no respect for the past, I think is absurd.
Well, I wouldn't say that they have no respect for the past, but look at the tendencies of people like, you know, like Edmund Burke. I guess he's a quintessential conservative, you know, a right-winger, I guess, in history. And someone like Karl Marx. And then there's lots of people from then until now who've identified, broadly speaking, with one or more of these tendencies. And so are you saying that there's no value to that?
To what?
To that identification, to these kind of tendencies.
I have to say I'm lost at this point.
Well, he's claiming that the you know that there's is there value to the having a term to indicate what tendencies people have, and I think that the term is I wonder whether there is value actually, Michael.
Right.
Because the term left and right has been so used to identify left and right statism that I think that that's what it means now. Yes, you can be a conservative individual in your life, and I generally am, but what's the value in that? That doesn't mean that I don't see the atrocities in history at the same time.
Right. Well, I mean, I think that's a good point you make, and I don't disagree with you. And, you know, they're right. I think they're, you know, right-wing anarchists, but then there's also, like, Nazis,
yeah.
For example.
As far as I'm concerned, I'd rather just flush the whole left-right paradigm and just look at people individually and, you know, judge. If you're going to make a judgment, judge them based on their individual beliefs. I thank you for the call, Michael. Appreciate hearing from you. Peter's in Brattleboro, Vermont, listening to WKVT. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Peter in Brattleboro.
Yes, sir.
As most people know, there's a nuclear power plant about 7 miles from here. And it's the same type of Mark I boiling water reactor that melted down in Fukushima.
So I've heard.
And, yeah, there's a bunch of those around the United States of the world, isn't there?
Yep. Yeah, there's 31 in the United States out of, I think we have 106 reactors. But 31 of them, I believe, are Mark I boiling water reactors. Anyway, you were talking earlier about activism and that type of thing. There will be some major protests coming up in March. The first one is going to be students are going to walk from Greenfield and wind up at the Vermont Yankee Gates on March 3rd. And then there will be two major protests, so one on March 22nd, the day after they will be operating illegally, and one on March 31st. And I say illegally because I don't believe that they're going to get the Certificate of Public Good from the Vermont Public Service Department.
I
thought the federal government ordered Vermont to give it to them.
No. What happened was that Judge Murtha, in his decision, remanded the decision to be in the hands of Vermont Department of Public Service.
You know, there's a lot of controversy around nuclear power, and I think it's an interesting issue. I think that
I just wanted to say one thing, and that is 90,000 people were evacuated from Fukushima, and it does not take an earthquake or a tsunami to cause a meltdown. There
it's pretty scary stuff, no doubt about it. Thanks, Peter, for the call. There's more coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die. With One more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Italy's Amalfi Coast is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. The stunningly beautiful Amalfi Drive is a 30-mile stretch of hairpin curves that unfurls between Amalfi and Sorrento in southern Italy. One of those towns is tiny, picturesque Amalfi, once the heart of a powerful maritime republic as early as the 9th century. A hint of the East shows up in its Duomo di Sant'Andrea, simply called Il Duomo. Other places that beg you to linger are Ravello, perched 1,000 feet above Amalfi and aptly described as the place where poets go to die. The hazy outline of Mount Vesuvius dominates the view from clifftop Sorrento, favored among 19th century British travelers for its mild winters.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
VaporSniff's e-cigs revolutionize nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With VaporSniff, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. VaporSniffs are clean, efficient, and tasty. In 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at Vaporsniff.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And you can watch, listen, and interact on the webcam page. The chat room is built into the same page. So go to cam.freetalklive.com to do those things. They're free, of course. cam.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has what you need. They've got everything. Knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, everything that the outdoors person might want. And They've got it at rates that will really surprise you. If you're if you buy a lot of outdoor gear, check out ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got prices that are stunningly low. They're family-owned, members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau. And, in fact, some of the prices are so low they can't even mention on the air because manufacturers get all upset. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL at ManVentureOutpost.com. You can get quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
We had a gentleman call a moment ago. We'll continue with your calls in a moment. Just a few more thoughts on nuclear power. You know, there are definitely some scary situations when it comes to nuclear reactors melting down.
Especially really old technology.
Yeah, and I did see in the news this week that the feds have finally approved the first construction projects for new nuclear facilities in something like 30 years. And it's just incredible that it's taken so long for something like this to happen. There's so the power business is so incredibly heavily regulated that it's almost impossible to have real development go on where, you know, these existing plants can be there can be new tech added to them and made safer. But if essentially that hasn't happened or been shut down or replaced.
Old technology is generally not as safe as new technology. You can't have innovation when you're stifled in that way. And I'm disturbed by some of the things that have gone on at Vermont Yankee, some of the leaks of tritium into the Connecticut River. I don't like that stuff either. But that's not going to be fixed by forcing the nuclear industry to stick with the same old reactors. They need to be able to try new things.
We were talking during a break with someone you're going to be interviewing after the show, Mark. It's going to be a podcast interview. I don't know if it's probably going to end up on tomorrow night's show, I would guess. You've got Bill Walker that you're going to be talking to from LouRockwell.com, and he's done a lot of research.
Actually, this was from antiwar.com, but he's...
Oh, I believe he blogs over at Lou Rockwell. He does.
Yeah,
so anyway, antiwar.com's a great site, too. Anyway, he was talking about how he knows quite a bit about the nuclear business, and it turns out they don't even have liability. Like, apparently the federal government is backing them with your tax dollars. So they're not in any way, shape, or form liable for the damage that might be done. If there's a reactor meltdown here in the States, it's not their butts on the line.
Right, that's the fire department's going to get called out, and the hazmat units, and all those other things. So the security for their business is being provided on the backs of the taxpayers once again.
Right.
They should be responsible for their actions.
Not only that, but in addition, the word is that there's new tech out there as of like the 80s that prevents meltdowns, but the U.S. government isn't necessarily allowing it to happen here.
They've got new low-level nuclear reactors that don't even, I guess they don't even use the uranium or whatever. They use different isotopes or something that, you know, they don't run as hot, but they still create power. And these are the kind of things that need to be tried. They've got little ones that'll run neighborhoods.
Right. If we had a free market, I've seen those online. They're fascinating. If you've seen those power boxes, I saw them down in Florida. They don't have them here. The Florida Power and Light Company had them. They had these like green boxes. And
yeah,
they'd be in like someone's backyard throughout neighborhoods. And just imagine having one of those in a neighborhood and being able to operate, or you know, something the size of a garage or whatever that operates several neighborhoods worth of power. I mean, these things are possible today, and they're happening over in other countries. They're just not happening here. So if we actually had no federal government standing in the way, maybe we'd have a true free market in power, and then maybe it wouldn't even be nuclear power. Maybe there'd be something else. So it would be even safer and better. But unfortunately, when you've got the government around subsidizing
bad ideas,
one bad idea over another one, then you get a really distorted marketplace. And if we didn't have the government forcing us to have monopoly power providers, like here in New Hampshire, we've got, at least in our area in New Hampshire, there's Power Supply of New Hampshire or something, or Public Service of New Hampshire, PSNH, and that's it. You don't get another option. So as long as there's not another option in the marketplace, what incentive does PSNH have to change their business model or to add new innovative technologies?
There's a little bit of competition in that you can buy, you could do your own power at your own house.
That's not much incentive to develop new technologies because the average person can't afford to install a generator system. That's just the average family doesn't have the thousands of dollars that it would be necessary to do your own power, I don't think.
I agree.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. You can bring up what you want. Let's go to Greg listening in Greenville. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I was wanting to call about the guy, the caller you had. It was talking about the left-right paradigm.
Yes, sir.
I don't know which one of you that I'm talking to here, so you have to forgive me. But
it's Ian and Mark. There are two of us here, so go ahead.
Well, I don't know which one of you made the comment, is what I was going to say, but one of you made the comment that the left wing, the example of how they don't really believe in personal freedom is that the Tipper Gore thing and all that stuff.
Was the what thing?
The what thing?
Tipper Gore. Yeah, where she created the parental advisory explicit lyrics label that are so common on albums, album labels and such.
Well, I was just wondering, that's the only example you can come up with for the left wing?
Oh, no, there's another one that I mentioned, which was Hillary Clinton, who is very opposed to video game violence. That's two. And then there's also, who's the other guy, the Lieberman fellow? He's also very opposed to video game violence and sex in video games.
What about the whole health care law and the welfare system and all that? You don't believe that's or taking away people's personal freedom?
Oh, yeah, I think that people's personal freedoms are infringed in a lot of ways. But when I think of personal freedoms, I think of, like...
People will talk about social freedoms versus fiscal freedoms. And, you know, like, often the Republicans will claim to be good on fiscal freedoms, but they won't be so good on social freedoms. And the Democrats will claim to be good on social freedoms, but they, you know, certainly they make no claim on to be good on fiscal freedoms.
Yeah, I generally think of health care, for instance, as a more of an economic issue than
but
a social...
But it's not, really, because when you think about, chiropractors, they're going to get smashed by this thing because they're not going to be considered part of the allopathic paradigm. So, I mean, you know, there's a choice issue there.
Okay. I see where you're coming from, but I was just going to say, you know, as far as, you know, personal freedom, I think the left wing interferes with people's personal freedoms and their incomes and their, you know, your paychecks and all that stuff a lot more than just
Well, again, the paycheck, you're talking about economic freedom, and it's sometimes it's hard to draw a line because in order to have personal freedoms, you have to have economic freedom. So when it comes to, Greg, when it comes to, you know, personal freedoms, I tend to think of personal freedoms as choices you can make for your body, the choices you make to consume entertainment and, you know, personal choices, whereas with spending, I usually consider that economic. But again, it's very hard to draw those lines.
If Republicans were any good at actually protecting fiscal freedoms, I'd still be one.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're all bad. I mean, just in case it hasn't been clear, I think that
Republicans want nothing to do with shrinking the size of government that they talk about over and over again. I used to be one,
right?
And you know, the Bush administration convinced me that this is, you know, they're lying to me.
And they don't give a damn about personal freedoms, and the left doesn't give a damn about personal freedoms or economic freedoms. I mean, in general, they're all very similar, and I think that was the point I was trying to make. I hope that's made it more clear for you.
I see your point. I apologize for coming across. I didn't understand exactly where you're coming from.
No worries.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly about Bush.
Yeah, I just think that people should be left alone, be free to live their lives how they want, so long as they don't hurt anybody else. And the left and the right both disagree with that statement. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options, or call toll free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Live Saturday edition here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We call it Free Talk Live because you're free to call in and talk about anything. And we're live 7 nights a week. So if you don't get in tonight, you can always talk to Mark tomorrow night on the Sunday evening edition.
I will be here.
FreeTalkLive.com.
Bitcoin's the world's first anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. You can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money for free anywhere in the world, without fees, I should say, anywhere in the world without needing permission from any bank or government. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. Additionally, if you're a merchant, there's no chargebacks with Bitcoins. You know that when it comes to credit cards and PayPal and organizations like that, if the customer gives you trouble and they can really make your life miserable when it comes to these things. Bitcoins, you decide who gets refunds and who doesn't. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com. It's BitInstant.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here with you and your thoughts. Linda is in South Carolina listening to WSCFM. Hey, Linda.
Hello, Ian and Mark. I just think you fellas are amazing. I want to say something hateful, and then I'd like to ask you my
question. Hateful? You don't strike me. I mean, from your past calls, Linda, you don't strike me as a hateful person.
Everybody's got their day.
I don't know how to phrase it any better, but if you stood on our property in our country and offered literature that said stay in school, follow the system, the principles to be respected, nobody'd say a word to you.
You're right about that. I bet you. Yeah.
What they want to hear and what they want you to say. And I'm just so impressed that you two fight the fight, and I...
Well, hold on. I don't think Mark would have gone out to the school and handed out information.
Yeah, I'm not going to go out to the school.
Yeah, no, that's all. It's all me, Linda, and Derek J. from Tuesday Nights, which you guys don't listen to there in South Carolina.
But, you know, I don't know how it happened, but I was in early elementary school when I understood we were herded like cattle, and I realized that things weren't right. I didn't know what rights were, but I began my life of indifference is not even in my vocabulary. I care about all people, believe that we should not say majority rules, but how about to each his own and respect that individual?
Absolutely.
But I listen to you too, and you bring so much back to my heart and memory. I have got to ask you, when did you know who you were and what you were all about? And how did you become, and I don't know how else, my vocabulary right now is limited. You're amazing. You're great.
You are the biggest ego boost call of all time, Linda. But your question is specifically, when did we come to the ideas of liberty, or when did we, can you clarify a little bit more?
That you realized that you were helping the world, that you were fighting for something that so few people seem to realize. I'm frightened. I'm older than dirt. And I'm really frightened that we're losing. We've lost already so many freedoms. And you're opening eyes. But you're so young, and you've been working so hard. And I want to know how you became like you guys are.
Fine question. Linda, thank you for the call tonight. I always appreciate hearing from you. So, Mark, how did you become who you are?
You know,
that's a tough question.
It is. It's a very tough question. And the fact is that we decided to do a radio show probably because we're vain and have big mouths.
I don't consider myself vain.
Yeah,
that's you. It's all you.
Yeah, that's me. Sure, it's just me.
Yeah,
you're not an extrovert. You don't want to, you know, teach the world a lesson.
I'm naturally introverted.
None of those things. So, but. The fact
everyone mail Mark. That's why I put your address on the website, not mine, Mark.
Unlike so many other people that do radio programs, we open up the lines and we have to talk to people about what their ideas are. Free Talk Live's about people calling in. And when you're confronted with logic and reason over and over again by callers, it's going to change your mind on issues. I don't think neither of us is what we started when we started this show, and we're not what we're going to be in 10 years after doing it for another 10 years.
I think that's absolutely true. I would also say that at some level I was born this way.
We were born an iconoclast.
I feel like, well, no, I was born an anti-authoritarian, I think.
Oh, there's a big difference there, yeah.
I would say so. I wouldn't have known about iconoclasm back when I was a kid, but I did know that I didn't like to be told what to do by these arbitrary adults that were, you know, trying to control me.
Living life from the position of nuh-uh.
Like Linda, I can recall back to early days in elementary school where I was doing things that, you know, were a little unusual, that were very defiant towards the so-called authorities. But I didn't know why. You know, I didn't have the knowledge that was necessary to really to back any of it up. And certainly over my lifetime, I was in no way the same person that I am today. I mean, I used to be much angrier. Angrier than I am now, and so it's been a lot. It's been a long time coming, obviously, and it's hard to sum up 31 years in 30 seconds here. But you know, I've learned and I've adjusted, and as you said, Mark, some of the callers to this show have been great at showing us some of the errors in our thinking over time. So it's just been one long great conversation with so many different people, and I think it also helps having a partner on the show. I think that in the world of radio, you end up getting these cults of personality. And if you look at the rest of talk radio, 90%+ of the talk shows out there are the so-and-so show. And it's, you know, all about so-and-so and so-and-so's thoughts on whatever. And for me, that's not at all what I wanted this show to be from the very beginning. I didn't want this show to be the Ian and Mark show or the Ian, Mark and Mike show. We had three guys in the very beginning. I wanted it to be a show where it was open to anyone to call in about anything, because when I was listening to talk radio as I was growing up, that's what I wanted to hear, but I never did. I always just heard this host, and then everyone calling in was either backing the host, or if they didn't back the host, they got hung up on real quick, and they couldn't get two sentences out, and there wasn't any real discussion of issues. And as a listener to talk radio, that frustrated me, and so I wanted to make sure that I could create the program that kind of opened up the airwaves, so to speak.
Having two people on the show does allow...
it's an ego check.
Yeah, to some extent it'll check stinking thinking.
Yeah, so that's valuable, and Open Phones also checks that as well, because you're not just taking the choir calling in over and over again. So over all that time, I think, you know, we have the intellectual honesty to be able to admit when we're wrong as well, which is nice. Because a lot of remember, Mark, when we first started doing Free Talk Live, we had a meeting with the general manager, and they like laid out these are the rules of talk radio. Never admit you're wrong. And like, there's all these nonsense rules that I just threw right out the door.
But that's what Free Talk Live did that. The opening of the phones does that. You're going to be wrong. Look. You know when you're wrong, and you're sitting there and you're having a discussion with somebody, and you know when you're wrong. You know when you're telling lies in order to get your point across. And if you're unwilling to tell the lies and you're getting schooled, then you've got to learn one way or the other.
Do you think those other talk show hosts believe they're telling lies?
If you're making up statistics, I mean, it's not like it's never happened before. I've heard it happen on the air when you can find, you know, what somebody said is just wrong.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking of these other talk show hosts out there that I mean, are you suggesting that a lot of them are just blatantly lying?
I am not looking into a man's heart. I cannot.
I think a lot of them are probably just repeating misinformation. I think they've probably heard things and they've taken them as, you know, God's truth or whatever because they came from some source.
They take a call for 3 frickin' minutes and then they hang up on them, and you know that makes all the difference in the world. We generally have our calls take much longer than that.
So 855-453. Oh, and also one other important thing that happened for me was a few years ago, shifting to ideas of peace as opposed to violence in response to the violence of the state. That was a big change. That was a big paradigm shift for me, and that happened several years ago. There was a couple things that kind of precipitated it, but ultimately the real reason was because I'm here in New Hampshire now, where there are other people who love liberty around. And Linda was talking about her fear and the government's getting larger and taking away more freedoms. When you're around hundreds of other like-minded people who love liberty and who are getting active, it makes a big difference to changing your perspective on what's possible. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up whatever you want, even in these, the remaining moments. Enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. You know, we've talked about bitcoins a lot on this program, but that's not the only alternative currency out there worth your time. There's a couple others.
Well, yeah, there's getting some precious metals in order to be able to do a little bartering in case, you know, the situations go poorly. It would be nice to have some gold and silver. With the inflation of the currency by the Federal Reserve, well, you know, gold and silver, they're commodities. They're not going to the Federal Reserve can't inflate those. And from the investment angle, many experts are predicting that gold and silver will be going up here in the early part of 2012. I'm not going to claim that. However, I am going to tell you that I have got a great deal of gold and silver, at least from my standpoint, probably nothing compared to others. But, you know, I recommend it for myself, and you can choose that whatever you want for yourself. Gold.freetalklive.com is a great way to buy well, because that's what you need to do when you're making an investment. You need to buy at a good price. Check out gold.freetalklive.com. That way you can comparison shop with the other gold purveyors out there. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some very special rates. You can check over there, and you're also supporting Free Talk Live when you buy at gold.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Boyd is calling from Oregon, KMed, listening in Medford. Hey, Boyd.
Howdy.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, this thing that happened here a few months back, Fukushima, the meltdown in Japan.
Yes, sir.
That thing certainly was a disaster on an enormous scale, and it actually even impinges on where I'm at here in Oregon. That got me to looking into our power production, our electricity needs. "Quote unquote?" Question mark. And the only feasible, reliable, inexpensive thing available appears to me to be geothermal. And no, you don't have to have, the geysers just north of San Francisco. It's the largest geothermal plant on Earth, been running for 50 years. I think it's 3.75 cents per kilowatt hour.
It's pretty cheap.
And yes, it is. It's the cheapest. Period. And you don't end up with any waste whatsoever, but let alone radioactive waste.
The difficulty is that you need to find some place that has hot water shooting up out of the ground. Most geothermal is essentially 50-degree water that you pump up from very deep in the ground to, it's warmer than, say, well water, so you don't have to spend as much energy to heat it up.
Right, but there are lots of places. Basically, you can get geothermal steam to run a steam generator anywhere on Earth if you can drill 2 miles. Now, there are places where you can drill 2,000 feet and also get steam. So those are the thin parts of the crust. Like Yellowstone would be a great place for geothermal electrical production.
Yes, if it wasn't so beautiful.
Well, and also if we didn't have all the government regulations preventing things like drilling and, tapping new power sources and doing things to develop new power plants and such. So I think that, whether it's geothermal or sunlight or wind power or nuclear, if we actually had an open market in energy, these different technologies would be able to compete against one another in a true free market environment, whereas right now what we have is stuff being subsidized by the government. Certain energy types are getting more of a subsidy than others, and of course that completely distorts market demand, and so therefore we don't even have what is even close to a shadow of the kind of energy situation we could have today. Essentially, we're living in many ways in 1970 as far as the power structure in this in this world, in this country, actually, not the world. That's tragic.
Yes, I'll agree with that. But to me, the real knot in the whole deal is every 25 years right now, we're having another meltdown. 25 years ago was Chernobyl. That, damaged an enormous amount of land and people. And now we've got Fukushima going on. In 25 years or less, there'll be another meltdown. That radioactive materials are too unstable. And human beings are not quite smart enough to be able to keep running a very dangerous thing.
Well, from what I understand, Boyd, there are actually reactor types that are no meltdown reactors. The science is there. It's just that the U.S. government...
It's impossible for them to meltdown.
...isn't allowing those things to be built here for some reason. I thank you for the call at 855-450-FREE. Jeff is listening to the Mike 92.1 WXXM in Madison, Wisconsin. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I kind of like to hear what you said about letting people have an actual conversation with a host.
Welcome, sir.
I pretty much had got disgusted and quit listening to talk radio when I thought that you were absolutely right. If you agree with them, that's okay. If you don't agree with them, they cut you off. But I wanted to talk about a different kind of meltdown, which I caused. And one of the morning programmers here had a minister on from about 40 miles west of Madison, and he was doing a certain amount of queer bashing. So I called him up, and I told him this. I told him, look, I'm also a person of faith. I happen to be an extreme left winger. I consider you an extreme right winger, but there is one place we can meet and agree, and that is our belief that the Creator is the most sacred and clean and holy essence we know about. And he goes, yup. And I let him through a bunch of yups, like our essence coming from the Creator is sacred, yup. And the same thing with the trees and the animals and the fishes and the flying ones. And each time I said, he said, yup, yup. Mm-hmm. And I let him through about a dozen. And finally I said to him, amongst the gifts that are sacred to me, and I imagine to you, from our Creator, are our senses. Our speech, yup. Our hearing, sight, yup, yup. And then I said, and the last and the thing that I can think of is sacred is our sexuality. And you could hear a pin drop. And he had been queer bashing up a storm. And I simply said to him, folks who think they're having an argument with their neighbor's sexuality are actually having an argument with the Creator who made us this way. And that's when he started screaming at me.
Wow.
Well, that always sounds like a charm. You take their religion and you stuff it up their nose. Because you can't really be a follower of Buddha or Jesus or Moses and be a queer basher.
Absolutely. Not only that.
Terms.
Yeah, I love that point. In fact, it brings me around to something I wanted to mention last night on the show. I didn't get a chance. We were talking about this Bearcat, which is this military tank thing that they're giving to police departments all around the country. And we had a huge opposition here in Keene, New Hampshire to this. People poured out to the city council meeting to oppose this armored attack vehicle. And they'd sent their guy from the Bearcat company, Lenko, their head salesman, Jim Massery, had come out to try to save his sale. And he had talked to some of the activists after the meeting, told us about his blog. So we went after that and checked out his blog. And his blog is all about, how he's a conservative Christian citizen. Jim Massery, conservative Christian citizen. It's a very, very heavily religious blog. And I'm thinking to myself, how many tanks would Jesus buy? I mean, how can you be a Christian? How can you be a Christian and sell these killing machines to militaries and police departments all around the country? I fully agree with your approach, Jeff. You know, show these people who call themselves Christians how, in no way, shape, or form, are they adhering to the
much closer to Pharisees,
even the basic beliefs of their own religion. I thank you for the call, Jeff. Really appreciate hearing from you tonight. Great call, 855-450-FREE.
Pharisees were people that used the government against Jesus. Pharisees were people that considered themselves to be more pious than others. Jesus told them that, you know, that before you cast a stone, you know, you need to be without sin. And it's so much. It's amazing how Christians don't see that they, in fact, use the government the same way that Pharisees did 2,000 years ago.
Let's continue here. It sounded like that was a golden call. I wish that wish we'd been able to hear the actual call for that that preacher. Let's go to Calvin in Colorado on the amp lines. Calvin, go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
Earlier, a caller was questioning the utility of or trying to fit in somehow the traditional left-right spectrum into how does that work in the world of libertarianism, voluntarism, and that sort of thing. And I just wanted to make a quick statement here about that. You know, the left-right spectrum that people are used to right now is a one-dimensional spectrum. It just has, you know, right-wingers and left-wingers, and neither one of them really have a, you know, consistent basis on which, you know, you can go back to and say, okay, this is our fundamental belief, and therefore you can figure out what our position is on pretty much everything by going back to that fundamental belief, such as such as the non-aggression principle and the concept of self-ownership.
Calvin, you got 10 seconds. Wrap it up.
Well, the thing was invented called the Nolan chart.
Oh, it's good stuff. Go to quiz.freetalklive.com to check out the Nolan chart. And thanks, Kelvin, for the call. Back tomorrow night for the Sunday edition with Mark. Freetalklive.com. See ya. Have a great weekend.
Fallen Angel Toys is a tasteful company for adult desires and fetish fantasy. Thousands of items. Vibrators, literature, blindfolds, lubes, and more. Great for bachelorette parties or serious lifestylers. We're a family-owned business with new specials every week, discreet packaging and shipping, and safe, secure checkout through PayPal. Use code FDL at checkout for 25% off your first time. No minimum purchase required. That's FallenAngelToys.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.